Hey guys, before we start, this episode is brought to you by Podgo. Podgo is just really, really cool. What Podgo does is connect small podcasters like you and me to advertisers, so they do all the work for you. You basically just have to go to podgo.co, sign up for their program. They will give you a flat rate and you will be paid for your podcast. It's awesome. Like, it's just really, really easy. If you happen to do so in the Where Do You Hear About Podgo section, put this podcast to help this podcast out and to also help monetize your podcast. Thank you very much, and let's get into this episode. Hey, you're now listening to the What's in My Mind podcast, the podcast where I speak freely, like, about anything. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on the podcast, and today we're going to be talking about alternative ways to learn a new language. There are so many alternative ways to learn a new language, and you've probably been in the traditional method for a long time. So have I. I've been learning French for over 8+ years, and sometimes I still ask myself, do I really know how to speak it? Do I fully understand some audios? Or, most importantly, would I be able to have a normal fluent conversation with a native in that language? And many times the answer is no. So that's my reason of why I wanted to create this episode, to show students, learners, and any type of listener that is listening to this, that there are different ways to learn that. And not that my teachers have done a bad job. They've actually done a really, really good job in the grammar side of things. But as to actually knowing how to communicate through the language, it's not that great. I still don't know how to actually have a good conversation with someone in that language after so many years of studying and going through quizzes and exams. So I think it's about time we search for new ways to learn that language. And with all the new types of technologies and apps and platforms, why not? So my suggestions to learning a new language is looking into stuff like podcasts or YouTube videos or songs. For example, YouTube videos. There are so many French creators out there that could probably entertain you and show you the language at the same time. It's not like something you have to suffer through. It's something you actually like to listen to or watch. Yeah, there are so many good creators out there in the language you want to learn. And as you watch them, you start to copy their behaviors and the way they speak. So you'll probably get a good accent as well. There are lots of friends that I have that have only watched YouTube videos throughout their whole life, and they've gotten a pretty, pretty good English accent from watching creators that speak in English. That's going to help you out a lot. Then there's like podcasts. So if you're listening to this podcast, you probably listen to other podcast episodes, or maybe not. It's maybe your first episode, and that's really, really cool. But you might want to go and listen to a podcast in the language you want to learn. So if I want to learn French, then I need to go listen to podcasts in French, and not podcasts that show me French, because they give you a really, really, really slow rhythm. And it's not the rhythm you're going to face when actually speaking to someone that speaks in that language. So I recommend listening to podcasts where there's a couple of people talking to each other, so you can relate certain words to laughter, to stress, to seriousness. I don't know. When talking to someone, you will finally know what it's about. So when someone gives you a joke in that language, you will finally know when to laugh or when to not laugh. Because he's talking about something way more serious. And yeah, then there's songs in French. This is the best way to learn that language, because once you start to listen to these songs, they just get stuck in your mind and you start to sing in that language. And when you are repeating those words, you're probably practicing your pronunciation, your fluency, everything related to that language. I recommend you guys to search up good songs in, I don't know, French on Google. And there will be a lot of songs that pop up, and you can just kind of see, depending on the year it was created, if you want a classical sort of music, or if you want something more uptight, something more modern. And remember, there's not just one genre for the language you want to speak. Because in my case, I thought all types of songs in French were either classical or romantic. And that's not true at all. It's just a really, really bad stereotype that we have about French songs. And once I started to search up on Spotify some songs in the genre that I usually listen to, I mean, I was like, wow, this song is just so good. The rhythm is so good. Like, for example, Papa Ute from Stromae. It is just a very, very good song. It's one of my favorite songs now. And that's just awesome that I'm listening to a French song that I know is helping me out in a way. But I also like to listen to it. It's not something I have to suffer through or something that I don't like to listen to. There's so much good songs in French. And you'd be surprised how much songs in the language you want to learn that are pretty good. There's like rap in French. There's electronic music in French. There is reggaeton in French. Like, come on. There's just so much things that you don't know about. And probably all the French listeners out there that are listening right now are probably face-palming because they know that it's not just classical and romantic music. There's all types of genres in any language you want to listen to. In Spotify, there are a lot of features, like, for example, the radio feature, where it starts to recommend you certain songs that are kind of the same to the song you were listening to. That will help you out a lot because you don't have to continuously search up for songs that you like. There is also a karaoke feature in Spotify. So if you want to see what the song is saying, it will show you a written version of the song. I mean, it's karaoke. Obviously, the best way to learn a new language is actually going to the place where everything around you will force you to actually speak that language. But not all of us have the opportunity to do that. So this is why I created this episode. So you can try new things, start to get into the language through different things that you actually like. And the traditional method where they teach you the grammar first and then they try to make you speak the language, it just doesn't work. I mean, you can see people that don't know English at all. They go to a country that speaks English and they learn it. And they're suddenly just so good at grammar as well because when it comes to responding as to grammar, they just know how it is. Like, they don't have to know the rules. For example, I don't know the grammar side of English. I just speak it. I know how to speak it. And when someone asks me something about grammar, I know how to respond to it because I know how to speak the language. So first, it would be speaking language, listening to someone speak the language, or speaking to someone else and learn the language, and then you can finally get into grammar. I think that's just the best way. So thank you guys very much for listening to this episode. Thank you so much. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review, and check out the donation button. So thank you once again, and we'll see you guys in the next one.